Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Monday the 17th of October 2011. All the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So 10% of us are apparently watching all of our television on time-shifted television. Apparently that's a posh phrase now for using your VCR or using your PVR or your DVD recorder. According to the week ending the 25th of September, the British Audience Research Board said that 10% of all TV was viewed on catch-up. Well, there's a surprise. Now, despite all of its problems, RIM has told its developers, in inverted commas, that it's got a BlackBerry Curve Touch coming and a Bellagio. They're going to be 3.2-inch and 2.4-inch screens, and they're not going to be very big at all. And it's the same crap, different day. They haven't changed their form factor in a long time, and it's not successful anymore. Think laterally, boys, think laterally. A US judge has ruled that Samsung tablets do infringe Apple patents, but they haven't gone as far as stopping them by having a sales ban. Judge Lucy Koh said that Apple must now prove that the claim was permanent over the patents and it was valid, and then she would look at stopping them. Meanwhile, in Australia, Apple has been asking to see all of Samsung's products before they go on sale, at least 10 days before they go on sale, and they've been told to bugger off. Well done, that's not too bad. But they're worried also about the change in titles, so 10.1 becomes 10.2 and 10.2 hasn't got an injunction against it, that kind of thing. There's a lot of stuff on Siri this weekend, not surprisingly. One of the things that they're saying is that Siri has been put on an iPhone 4. And here's the shocker, it works perfectly well. The only problem is it won't talk to the Apple servers because the Apple servers recognise that it's an iPhone 4 and won't talk to it. The buggers. It actually seems like it's just a trick to get you to buy the new hardware, and that's the end of it. And people also complain about the fact they can't find their way anyway, because Siri, of course, only does America. It's coming, they're saying, but 2012 appears to be the date when you'll be able to get Siri for everywhere else. Until then, I'm afraid you're going to have to hold tight. Google has finally pulled the plug on Buzz. It never seemed to work. It was its first attempt at a real social network. Oh, and there's Wave as well, wasn't it? Which was a business social network. All we're waiting for now is Google Plus to fail. It's only a matter of time, it would seem, based on history. And Google Voice has been pulled from the App Store. If you're wondering why you can't find it, then it's because it's got serious issues associated with iOS 5. When they get them sorted out, they're going to put it back. But well done, Google, for being responsible and taking it down ahead of time. And rumours are saying that Google is going to launch an MP3 store in the next couple of weeks. It looks like it could be out there very soon. Google Music Beta will be enhanced by it all, and it'll just take on iTunes, and it'll all be fine and dandy. We'll have some competition in the marketplace. Or not. The Girl Scouts of America are very proudly showing off their new badges this morning because they've gone with the flow and got a much more technological outline. Yes, they've got some fantastic high-key image pictures and they look like the Barack Obama poster thing that was in two-tone. They look good, they seem nice, and it depends on whether the girls want to wear them though. And finally, Avatar, it would seem, is the most pirated movie in history. According to BitTorrent's trackers, it was downloaded an estimated 21 million times, which puts it well at the top of the download pirate charts. And they are number one, Avatar, number two, The Dark Knight, number three, Transformers, four, Inception, five, The Hangover, six, Star Trek, seven, Kick-Ass, eight, The Departed, nine, The Incredible Hulk, and 10, Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes. All of those are out on DVD, aren't they? Which is why, because of the copy protection, people go and download them because they can't get round the copy protection. I think that's more likely the case. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back on Wednesday with a roundup of the intervening tech news between now and then. Until that time, have a good day. Thanks for listening.